Oh, I like the song, Wisp. I like the song. Lost their way a bit, Frio, I think, in the latter part of Rossi Lyon's coaching. Just didn't have the presence that you'd hope after being competitive for a long time under Ross. And now it looks like Justin Omeo is doing a fantastic job. There's a lot to like about the Fremantle Footy Club. Sometimes hard to find someone that can do the unconventional preview, but Neroli Meadows is a passionate Fremantle supporter, and it's great to have her on the line. Go, Nez.
I was going to say that I'm really flattered that you picked me out of the thousands of options on the East Coast for Frio. I feel really, really special, but it's great to be on board.
Well, Rove McManus didn't take our call. No, no, no. You're our girl. Don't you worry about that. Hey, you've been busy. You've been doing the IPL. You've been doing the Australian Open. You've had a fair bit on your plate.
Yeah, it's been really fun, actually, doing the NBL last night. So I watched another West Australian team get a win over a Melbourne team, which is always good, but... yeah, that and the podcast, so staying busy enough. It's been good fun.
The podcast, of course, called Ordinarily. Gee, that's a very, very witty and clever name. Did you come up with that on your own, Narrowly, or did you have some help with that?
Ordinarily speaking, yeah. That is from when I was a kid. My best friend's mum used to call me X for extraordinarily, and I thought that would be a bit arrogant. So I went with ordinarily speaking instead. But yeah, just a podcast that celebrates resilience in sport and tells the human stories of the athletes. So yeah, it's a nice, deep and meaningful podcast that hopefully people get a fair bit out of listening to it.
You've had Nick Nat and Thanasi Kokkinakis, the Thanas. You've been, that would be, I must listen to the Nick Nat and Thanasi one. That sounds to me like it'd be great listening.
Yeah, look, both of them really open up. Nick Natanui's story is obviously amazing, but he's such an amazing storyteller. And I've known Nick for a few years now, and he tells a few stories, some heartbreaking, some, you know, just pure entertainment. And so, yeah, I feel like people listening get a real insight into what he's actually like as a person. So if you get the chance, check it out. And then Thanasi Kokkinakis came out yesterday, just talking about the depths of his mental health issues through going all the injuries that he has. And I just think it's people will listen to it, and it's a whole nother reason to support Thanasi and get behind him in his tennis career.
Hey, now, really, just quickly, if Nick Nat lived over here on the East Coast, do you think that he would be the highest profile AFL player given his personality?
I think he almost is anyway. And he talks about this in the podcast, but over in Perth, he can barely leave his house because everyone knows who he is. I mean, he stands out. And even over on the East Coast, I mean, I often joke with Lachie Neal about the fact that he had to go to Brisbane to get recognised, like, and just how crazy that is. But Nick Natanui is just transcends AFL, I think. And, yeah, so he's huge. He's huge. And he's such a... I don't think there's a better role model in the AFL for what he's overcome and how he articulates it as well.
He is full of personality too. Okay, we need to get on to this preview. Which player will be a surprise top five finisher, do you think, in the best and fairest at Frio at the end of the season?
Not surprised by talent, but surprised by actually getting a proper run at it. I'm going to go with Alex Pearce. Hasn't played since round 11, 2019, and those luscious long locks are going to help him along the way stand out and get a few votes. But he's a star, Alex Pearce, and I'm so excited to see him get a proper run at it.
So he and Hamling played, I think, last week in their first practice matches. So getting those two in the back into that back six is going to help them enormously.
It's the first time the word first time the word luscious has been used during one of these previews too.
Bring something different to the table too.
I'm enjoying it.
There's always distractions that clubs have to deal with. How well they deal with them and how big they get can sometimes be an indication of how well the club's set up. What might be the biggest distraction for this footy club, Fremantle, this year?
I think it's still the obvious. I think Mark McGowan and the potential border closures for WA teams, it's a lot. So I still think that that's probably just going to be hovering over the top of them, even if, fingers crossed, we don't get any more border closures. It's just the knowledge that it could be coming.
Of those recruits of the new Dockers, who excites you the most?
Okay, I'm going to go with, I know he's not a new recruit this year, but Michael Frederick, because last year he played a handful of games and the excitement that he provided, he has got some serious talent and the smile on his face when he does it as well. Second year, fitter, bit more experienced. And, you know, these guys sort of missed out on a lot of footy last year as well with the other competitions, you know, not happening as they normally would. So I just cannot wait to watch the development of Rick, they call him.
Neroli Meadows is restoring credibility into our unconventional previews.
Sorry, I'm taking it too seriously.
No. Please. No. Please.
This is my only opportunity for Fremantle players.
Don't take me the wrong way. We've had, I think, five of these.
We had a hiccup during the
four
week.
Four were great, and then Simon O'Donnell crashed it off the road and almost ruined it. But you've got us back on track, which we're loving. Tell me this. Where are we up to, Wispy? Which player on the list?
Yep.
We all do this. We got a player on the list that we're not quite sure about. We think maybe they're not going to get there. Which one is on the list you're not sure about, but by the year's end, you will be?
McPhee and Daniel Pearce back in the day were always mine, and particularly Pearce. Never came good, unfortunately, in my mind. But this is a bit different because I feel like the one that I'm not sure about is more to do with, I'm not sure how his body's going to hold up. But Stephen Hill, I think, is one of the most underrated and underappreciated players as far as skill goes and skill execution in the entire competition. But he just keeps getting injury after injury, and just niggly ones that hang around. So I'm desperately hoping that this year is the year that he gets back to full fitness and has a proper crack at it. He's a superstar when he's absolutely, you know, fit and going, but we just haven't seen him fit and going for years.
Well, Neroli, I hear that you're like a five-star chef. So if you're inviting four players from Frio around to your place for a dinner party, who might they be?
All right, if it's a dinner party at my place or if it's at a restaurant, okay? So I'd love to learn a little bit more about a couple of the youngsters that are going to be stars. So Liam Henry and Michael Frederick, who I already mentioned, they're the couple of youngsters that I just think in a few years' time are going to be going, oh, how good was that to watch them? Sonny, little Michael Walters for the laugh, the entertainment, the dance moves. He brings a bit of everything, Sonny. It's never boring when he's around. And then I've put down Nat Fyfe to pick up the tab at the end of the night. So,
beautifully done.
He might be able to fly you there in the chopper as well.
Exactly. Or pick me up in the big truck that he drives around in the off-season.
There's the last one. You smashed this. You and Katie Price heads bobbing at the moment for the best preview so far. So this might get you across the line. You're very, very
good. Shout out to Katie, by the way. She had surgery last week on her foot, so she's in recovery mode at the moment.
Oh, no. Stress fracture?
It's an old injury that just needed a reconstruction, basically, to fix it all up. Geez.
How many weeks is she going to miss?
A few.
Now, listen, if you were to sit down with a man who has been described off our temper text machine as J-Lo, if you were to sit down with the coach of Fremantle, what would your one suggestion be for him?
My suggestion, undisputedly, is get inspired by the girls. We were robbed of a flag last year. We're 4 from 5 this year with a percentage of 225. Just go and find out what they're doing well and replicate it.
You have thankfully restored all credibility to our unconventional preview. We would love to have you in our studio to do one of our Friday forums if you're available.
I'd love to have you in the studio, Neroli. Are you up for that?
Guys. Absolutely. I'd love to be involved.
Oh, you're getting lots of great feedback, Nez. Not surprised. Great to hear your voice, and we'll see you and talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Great job.
Neroli Meadows, a wonderful job with the Fremantle Footy Club. 7 wins, 10 losses. Where have you got them, Wisp?
I got them right in the mix, Gary.
Where?
Right in the mix.
Whereabouts in the mix?
In the middle mix.